Let's look now at jobs. Only 74,000 of them added across the country in December. That's according to the latest data out this morning from the Labor Department. The unemployment rate did fall to 6.7%, but the number of Americans looking for work sank to its lowest level since the late 1970s. All this as Congress debates extending long-term unemployment benefits. And of course, last month, the Federal Reserve voted to begin eliminating its stimulus program. NPR's Yuki Noguchi joins us with more. Hi there, Yuki.
Hello.
So, Yuki, the numbers this month were a real surprise compared to what analysts expected. What happened?
It's not clear what happened, and it's also not clear whether this is an aberration or something more systemic. The optimism going into this report was fed by several data points: stronger economic growth numbers, other surveys showing employment growth, good trade figures, and, as you mentioned earlier, the Federal Reserve expressing some confidence in the job market, enough to go ahead with plans to withdraw some of its monetary support. Some people say the December numbers could just be weather-related or other seasonal factors. In any event, perhaps the most significant and concerning data is that high number of people that you mentioned who dropped out of the labor force. Some of them are retirees, but a good many are likely discouraged workers. That's not a good sign for a job market that's supposed to be on the mend.
Well, in fact, that workforce participation rate is, what, lower than it's been in decades?
Yeah, 36 years.
And so what's the impact of that?
Well, it just means that there are fewer working Americans. The ratio of adult Americans who are working is at 58.6%. You know, that should be about 5 points higher in a normal economy.
Now, how do economists come up with their projections here? Because they had expected some 200,000 jobs. We only had 74,000. So do they have sort of an accurate assessment of what's actually going on in the labor market?
Yeah, so the expectations are basically averages of economists' projections. And it's basically an educated guessing game, you know, based on other indicators in the economy, which, as I mentioned earlier, are generally looking pretty good. Things looked particularly good earlier this week because a survey from the payroll processing firm ADP found stronger hiring in December than expected. Sometimes that reports right on target, and sometimes, as you see here, it differs quite a bit from the Labor Department's numbers.
So was there any good news in this latest jobs report?
I mean, I would qualify that and say it's good news, bad news. The sector that did well was retail trade. That added 55,000 jobs. And of course, if you need a job, you know, maybe any job is a good job. But retail tends not to pay well. It tends not to pay benefits. So they're not considered the kind of high paying jobs that contribute to solid economic growth. Jobs in sectors like construction are thought to have a multiplier effect on the economy, and construction employment declined last month, though professional and business services and manufacturing did grow a little.
Now, as we also mentioned, the Federal Reserve has voted to begin tapering its stimulus program. Will this jobs report have any impact on that?
Well, the Fed already voted to start the first step of its tapering, and that's set to begin this month, so this won't affect that. Remember, this report this morning is only 1 month's data, and it's a very, very important economic indicator, but it's not the only one the Fed looks at. So the Fed could decide to delay the next step in its tapering plan, and we can't really know how they'll interpret this.
It's 1 month's data, but it's happening in a month where, as we know, Congress is debating the extension of long-term unemployment benefits. Seeing that only 74,000 jobs were added in December, could that have any impact on that debate?
Well, the White House certainly hopes so. A statement from the administration this morning uses this report to say, essentially, look, there's a lot of room for improvement, and we need to keep helping these nearly 4 million people who haven't been able to find work for 6 months or more. Emergency benefits, as you know, ran out at the end of last month. Those people needed to be looking for work in order to receive benefits. So it will be interesting to see in the next report whether those folks continued to look or whether they just gave up, in which case you may see even more people drop out of the workforce.
NPR business correspondent Yuki Noguchi. Yuki, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Funding for Here and Now comes from GEICO, protecting drivers and their families with insurance coverage for over 75 years. More at geico.com or 1-800-947-AUTO.